Community voices.
I'm so glad you could join us on this week's edition of Community Voices, the program that focuses on the immense benefits of childbirth spacing. I am Joy Adejo. Community Voices is brought to you courtesy Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative, NURI. 1st to 7th August is observed worldwide as World Breastfeeding Week. Do you know that there is a connection between breastfeeding and childbirth spacing? To tell us more, here is the Acting State Nutrition Officer, Kaduna State Ministry of Health, Mrs. Jane Goni. Furthermore, the state team leader, Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative, NURI, Malam Kabir Muhammad Abdullahi speaks.
There are a lot of people that use breastfeeding as a way of doing white spacing. Now, if you understand how breastfeeding helps you to do child white spacing, then you also know the limit of breastfeeding in terms of doing using it as a child white spacing method. A woman that wants to use breastfeeding, the woman has to do exclusive breastfeeding for a maximum of 6 months. And during that period, she must breastfeed exclusively, continuously, and should not have started menstruation. Once she starts menstruation, then she needs to use other modern methods of birth spacing services. Now, what happens is that the suckling that the baby does is what regulates the hormonal changes in her system, to ensure that progestin that suppresses your estrogen, you know, keeps at a level that helps her to not to take in during that period. But once she starts menstruating, once she introduces solid food, once she introduces liquids to the baby, then she predisposes herself to returning to fertility very early, because the suckling reduces, and then the reduction in the suckling tells the body that the woman is ready, and then she, her menstruation returns, and then she can take in at that period. Now, for somebody that, if you understand this, and then you want to regulate, you want to do this lactation anemia method, that is what it is called, breastfeeding exclusively for the purpose of spacing your birth, then you know that you can only do it for 6 months, and then your menstruation shouldn't have started when you start. And then immediately you reach the 5th month, you need to begin to use other modern methods to supplement and also to provide yourself the necessary space and extended spacing to birth. Childbirth spacing is basically the rest that a woman requires between delivery and delivery, or birth to birth, and the minimum is 2 years.
Remember, our women need our support to breastfeed properly, and proper breastfeeding helps with childbirth spacing. Thanks for your time. I am Joy Adejo.
Community Voices is brought to you by the Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative, NURI.